Welcome to Hammer Down! I'm one sports betting show coming up with Batman Corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Hi, baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tone.
You ever seen a softer bunch of fans than Purdue fans?
Purdue?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say it, but I'm glad you did.
I'll say it. Fuck them.
What's the issue? Was it the rankings?
I think it was the ranking.
Oh, yeah. Well, say whatever you want about Purdue. At the end of the day, they will not be there. It does not matter. I'll put them at number one next week, but it doesn't matter. They won't win anything, you know?
How you like that?
You win a couple games in the tournament. There you go. Good run. You got a good team, Purdue. It's just not great.
Johnny Rothstein didn't mention him one time.
That was weird. Fucking mayor of college basketball.
Interesting.
Too bad. So sad.
Nicky Skates is here. How you doing, Nicky Skates?
How you doing? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not good.
What are you talking about, dude? No.
The first two should have been easy cleanup locks, and the Pens got spanked. The Florida Panthers got spanked.
Florida Panthers was not an easy cleanup lock.
It should have been.
The line said it should have been, but.
I have.
No, immediately when we talked about that 2.5, I was kicking myself later. You and I talked about it.
Yes, we did.
Just disgusted with myself for not jumping on that because I knew they'd been playing good lately. And
yeah, I mean, the 350 money. Like,
Big Bob is falling apart at the seams.
Does appear to be cooked.
As he usually
Mitt
does.
Mitt is here too!
Hey, Tony, what's up, man?
How you doing?
What's up, man?
I mean, if John Morant doesn't get hurt last night, I probably have another hype boy parlay win. So I'm kind of sad, but the Lakers are playing tonight. LeBron's back. Let's go, dude.
Let's go, dude. Hell yeah.
That made me Mitt. Gumpy had hell of a night last night to get us to 58%. So Pat is giving away $58,000. Hashtag PMS Feel Good Friday 2022.
Hell yeah.
Tag Cash App, your cash tag. Something nice to somebody with a screenshot from Pat Show.
And if you do win, just remember it takes a few days for this to go through.
It takes more than 24 hours to fucking...
And, you know, if you keep tweeting at us and letting us know you haven't got it yet, you know...
Good chance you know...
Good.
Your name.
It's a good run. Thank you.
You're dead.
Good run. Good run.
You're absolutely dead. It's Picks Friday. Picks Fridays were much different during the football season, huh?
Yeah. Picks Friday actually had a lot of picks. Picks Friday now has a college basketball slate that stinks every Friday. That's college basketball Friday slate is something I mean,
you get it right because everyone plays on Saturday.
Yeah, but why?
Because Saturday is when everyone can be at home and watch college basketball.
Yeah, but there's still, like, there should be a primetime Friday night game. Just one.
Max on.
Just one.
The fucking Ivy League's on.
Just one.
Mac and Ivy League dominate Fridays.
Yeah, well, it's not good enough.
Okay, I understand. No, I understand. I
mean, I guess there is one. There is a Big Ten matchup.
Maybe instead of 150 games.
Boston, Nebraska, dude,
APM. Yeah, you're right.
12-point spread.
Just said Big Ten.
Is that why you got your matchup? Yeah, it's a good matchup. Thank you.
I mean.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
God. Thank you, Ty.
Iowa favored by 13 is something.
Oh, you're gonna take Nebraska?
No, Nebraska stinks.
I know.
Iowa. I mean, you heard John momentum, dude.
How many games you got tonight?
Me tonight?
Yeah.
Fuck. Four.
I got two in college basketball. Two on the ice. How many you going with you on the ice tonight?
I'm still looking right now. Okay. Not a lot. I'll tell you that.
Okay, Mitt.
Ugly slate.
How's the NBA slate looking tonight?
NBA slate's looking great. I got five.
Oh, let's go, Mitt.
There's also footy? I got footy and another UFC boost winner, obviously. Still never lost.
How does it look? Oh, what a boost that is.
Yeah.
I mean,
there is a hype boy boost for Mitt as well.
Oh, yes, there is. Yes, there is.
That is gross.
All right, well, let's just get this started for the slate for college basketball tonight, where there is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 games.
So that's why I always empty the chamber on Thursday, because you know,
because you know Friday is going to be a little loosey.
Friday's light work,
a little loosey goosey. Go ahead, you can start.
Richmond money line at home against St. Louis.
Okay,
they're 10-3 at home.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Why overthink it?
That's yeah.
I'm taking Princeton. This morning it was 7.5. -7.5 versus Harvard. Oof. Princeton is 15th in 3-point scoring. In the nation, 21st in 3-point percentage, so pretty good at shooting the three. Harvard is number 297 in defending the three. Harvard's also 2-6 ATS in their last 8 road games and 1-6 ATS in their last 7 Friday games, and 0-3-1 in their last 4 games overall. Princeton's 4-0 ATS the last 4 overall. I don't love laying this big of a number, but I'm gonna take Princeton -7.5 versus Harvard.
There you go. I'm taking Penn State money line at home versus Northwestern.
Yeah, thought about it, but they are both—they're
9-4 at home. Sure. Northwestern 3-6 on the road.
Sure,
home team wins.
Didn't love this one, but you know, wanted to give some pick, more than one pick out tonight.
Smart.
ULM,
Mr. Monroe, yes,
is +3 at Georgia Southern. I don't love the matchup per se. Like, I don't know if UL Monroe, it's a great matchup for them against Georgia Southern. But I don't like this pick. ULM +3 at Georgia Southern.
Good pick.
Thanks.
Arkansas State, money line at home versus App State.
Okay.
Both teams are playing well.
App State's hot.
Yeah. Arkansas State, 10-3 at home.
Okay. Keep going.
And I'm taking Troy getting 2 at home versus Texas State. Mm-hmm. 10-2 at home, covered 4-5 as a dog, covered 7-9 as a home dog.
How do you feel about Johnny Rothstein saying the Mac's only going to get one team? Probably right, I guess, because yeah. But Ohio's 23-5, and I know Toledo's fucking.
Bill Walton had the entire pretty good ball Pac-12 team as well. Making it last night.
Well, that's. That's. Bill Walton, how do you feel about him?
I mean, I'm not here to bury Bill Walton.
I didn't say
I'll do a lot of things.
Gumpy, bury Bill Walton. Yeah. I was just saying, how do you feel about him? You could have said, I love him.
I mean, I do like him because I lived on the West Coast and it was Pac-12, right? Like that was the, 10 o'clock tips here, 7 o'clock tips back home. So, I mean.
Toledo's 22-6, Ohio's 23-5.
Oof.
I mean, I guess the Gales. Gales are 22-5. Did you watch any of what's called last night?
Murray State's fucking
wagon.
Unbelievable.
Wagon.
Yeah.
Okay, so tonight I am on Princeton -7.5 and UL Monroe +3.
I got Richmond money line, Penn State money line, Arkansas State money line, and Troy +2, my friend.
Okay. Nick, are you ready or should I go to NBA?
I'm ready.
You don't sound fucking great about it.
Let's go.
Ready.
Hey.
Bounce back.
Well, I was excited about the picks yesterday. I felt good about the slate.
Can I?
Not good. So today, not trying to do it on purpose, but literally I'm looking through the slate here.
Okay.
It is an ugly slate.
Can I say something?
Shoot, Tony.
I know it's a back-to-back.
Yeah.
But they're doing it again tonight.
Doing it again.
They're giving us the fucking Jackets at +300. Ooh. Again.
CBG.
It's back to back.
Yeah. They are. Carolina. Very good. Very, very good.
I know.
Maybe the +1.5.
I am taking the +1.5 for plus sure.
+114.
Fuck it. I'll ride with you.
On the +1.5?
Not on the +1.5.
Were you thinking about taking the Hurricanes?
I was not going to touch that game now.
Now, the back-to-back scares me, but CBJ is very hot.
Carolina does have some injuries and some stuff going on their back end, on their blue line, so that could play into our, our hands here. I don't hate it. Freddie Anderson, I believe, is getting the start for Carolina, very good goaltender, but more of a product of the team, I would say.
Is he with the Sens?
Who's that?
No, that was Craig Anderson. Freddie Anderson was with the Ducks and the Leafs. It looks like Jean-Francois Berube will be in for Columbus.
You know, I love.
Yeah, do love Rubes.
You love Rubes?
He's 3-0 on the year, 9.25 save percentage. So, I mean.
Hasn't lost all season.
Yeah, I'll go with the 1.5.
That a baby.
Good luck out there, boys.
That a baby.
I was actually looking at another team off the back-to-back, the Devils.
Ooh, the Devils!
Going into Chicago.
Ooh.
And the Devils, while they did beat the brakes off the Pens last night, I don't think they were actually working very hard. The Pens were kind of standing around. The Blackhawks are going to start Kevin Lankin in their backup.
Okay.
They are dreadful lately. Dropped 3 in a row, 7 straight at home. Let's take a chance here on the Devs on a back-to-back at minus 102 on the road.
Okay. The Devs.
Let's go Devies.
The other one.
We got the Battle of L.A. tonight.
We'll get to it. Winnipeg, Colorado.
I'm on the Battle of L.A.
Vegas, Arizona. Oof. Arizona +1.5 intrigues me.
Okay.
Because Vegas is playing Colorado tomorrow night.
Oh, look ahead.
Yeah. And
look ahead.
It's a good spot for the Coats.
The Kings are actually right on Vegas' coattails for the division. So.
Coyotes have been playing decent puck.
The Coyotes, while they do stink, better than they tend to play good teams tight. So I will take the Coyotes +1.5 at -132.
When fucking Sharapan was on, the Coyotes were +600 and they beat. Who was that again? I think it was was it against the Avs?
It may have been.
Can't remember correctly, but yeah, I mean the Coyotes will get up. They'll play for
Phil Kessel, rally the boys.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm on the trade block, Phil Kessel.
Really?
Yeah. Rumors are Pittsburgh has had conversations. Is he
coming
back?
Coming home.
Here it is. Coyotes beat Colorado 3-2 in a shootout.
There it is.
Earlier in the month, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Coyotes, they got it in them. Knights looking ahead. You on the +1.5 here? Or?
I'm on the +1.5 for the Coyotes. And then what else we got? L.A. matchup end of the night. That's the last one, right?
Battle of LA. And then anything Sabres and Blues?
No.
Anything?
I want to take the Blues, but there's not a lot of value in taking them.
No.
Shout out to our boy John Hamm who came on Hockey Talk.
Thank you, Hamm.
If you want to lay, go for it with the Blues.
Yeah, I mean,
even when
lot.
The puck line's that heavy at -134, I don't love doing that. I like to get it closer to even.
Yeah.
Even Blues and regulations, -210.
Jets and Lanch are about the same similar situation.
Yeah, so I was just going to stay away.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we're getting to that time of year where those big lines are going to be more and more common. The Kings and Ducks.
Okay.
What a matchup.
Looks pretty even, doesn't it, boys?
Oh, geez.
Oh, no, I have a pick on this one.
Looks pretty.
I hope I'm not against the coin.
Looks pretty even. Looks like a.
All rise for the honorable coin! The Battle of LA. The Kings go to Anaheim.
Kings are 7-1-2 in their past 10. Anaheim's won 2 in a row. Kings will be heads. Ducks will be tails. Teds. The LA Kings. It does feel like.
I'm also on the Kings.
It does feel like we willed that one there.
I'm also on the Kings tonight.
In a stunning turn of events, the coin had not been seen since it was in LA. It comes back to Indianapolis. For the Battle of LA. It rides again. Kings money line.
Kings are kind of hot.
They have been. They've been playing well.
So I'm taking them with the coin.
-118.
Feel fucking pretty good that. You taking any hockey tonight? Or?
No, I'm with Nick. That is a tough board, my friend. The Cougars aren't playing. The Stars aren't playing. And the Canucks aren't. Some guy actually tweeted up respect. I tweeted out. Cougars aren't losing in these tarps. And a guy actually replied, you take the Cougars every game. I said, I've won a lot.
Hey, they didn't just win, though, last night. They fucking pounded the Flames.
In my defense, I didn't know the Cougars were wearing those tarps.
Wear those every game. And fucking Demko with an ode to fucking,
fucking
Canuck legend Kirk McLean.
Fucking Riley?
What?
Riley or Kurt?
What's this guy?
I don't know who's referencing.
Demko.
Thatcher,
dude, the goalie, the goalkeeper.
Fuck.
I thought we might have.
I mean, if you said anything about Kirk McLean, I tell you what, I would have fucking turned off your Twitter for the day, my friend.
I wasn't gonna say anything.
Fucking Bo Horvat was buzzing.
Oh well, yeah. That changes everything.
Yeah,
Bo's back.
You Bo know is. I mean, that Canucks fucking, team looks good.
You know how I feel about fucking. I didn't even know Bo was back.
Yeah. So real quick again, Columbus 1.5, Devils money line, Devils. Coyotes 1.5, and Kings money line with the coin.
You know what, Matty Graham's. You're right. The coin story is almost as good as Kurt Warner's story.
Probably better.
The good thing about the coin's legacy is still being written.
It's true.
There's still time to climb. Mm-hmm. What'd you say? Probably better, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
What's that?
He did.
Make a better movie.
He did. He fucking said
it. How much did Warner slip you on the way out of fucking Radio
Row? Nothing. I didn't even talk to him.
What do you think? He slipped 98% of America fucking something, dude?
I don't worry about fucking Rotten Tomatoes. I'm worried about fucking this guy.
I don't know why you find it so hard to believe it's a good movie. That's all.
It looks Mickey Mouse.
It's not.
Guy said it's
not. I thought you were joking when you met. I didn't reply to your text for quite a while because it was like 10 o'clock at night. And I was like, this guy's got to be trolling me right now. You
texted him and said,
so yeah, this Kurt Warner movie is incredible. I was like, this guy's got to be fucking gone. So, dude, what happened?
As we get to Mitt, let's just, we're going to lock in the plus 400 boost, LeBron or Russ to have a triple-double.
Yeah, I actually sat out the hype boy parlay today because this is the obvious hype boy boost. Come on.
Obvious. Fucking 100% obvious. Last night, how'd it go? Can't remember who you had. Cavs, maybe?
The Cavs lost. I went 2-1. They lost the Cavs to the Pistons. Started out horrible. Oh,
yeah. But the Warriors covered by a fuck ton, right?
Oh, wait, yeah. Warriors covered, and then...
Bulls. Fuck.
Yeah, the Bulls, they covered by a bunch.
Hey, of by the way, you gave out DeRozan for MVP yesterday, and the man scored like...
45.
Yeah, and 35-plus, basically, in the last 8, so... Good for you, pal.
Yeah, his odds have significantly dropped.
You got a nice little ticket sitting there.
Yeah, there was plus 2,000 yesterday. Shout out to a couple people that tweeted me out. They took it, too. At plus 1,000 right now. I still think that's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it's starting the – and like you said yesterday, the momentum, like the narrative is starting to shift in his favor to be MVP.
Oh, yeah.
Stephen A. said he should be the favorite. I see a bunch of people tweeting that he should be the favorite. If his name was LeBron James, he would be the favorite.
100%. And a lot of people at the All-Star game, other All-Star players, they were saying that he was their MVP. A lot of people on Twitter. So I wasn't the first person to jump on that, but I've been on it for a while.
Okay. What else you got tonight?
Well, tonight, Tony, we have the Lakers coming back, and they're playing the Clippers, and I'm just going to put this one out there. You don't have to bet this game, but their money line, pretty nice right now. It's only plus 136.
Who, Lakers?
Minus 136.
Okay, minus 136, okay.
And then also, we're going to stick with the money line. We got the 76ers. We got James Harden coming out here. I'm pulling it up. Sorry, the 76ers going to Minnesota. Minnesota, they coming off back-to-back. They had a really long fought game with the Grizz last night. They're probably going to lose.
Okay.
The 76ers, they're a good team. They're at minus 146 on the money line.
Harden debuting tonight?
Yeah.
Harden is debuting tonight. Embiid is up there for MVP. Yeah. They're both going to want to play, show out.
Yeah.
And then staying here in Indy, we got OKC coming here. Plus 7.5 against this horrible, horrible Pacers team. Now, OKC's pretty bad, too.
I thought Indy was playing better since the trade.
The trade was like 3 games before the All-Star break. This is their first game from the All-Star break. Going? So
are you going Friday night?
I might. The tickets are the cheapest in the NBA, so I might as well go.
I might go on Sunday. Celtics are here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You should.
I should.
Celtics are hot.
Yeah. Good ball club.
Celtics are very hot.
Good ball club.
So you're on OKC?
Yeah, we're on OKC, and then we're going – it pains me to do this, I'm taking the Toronto Raptors -2.
They're hot, too.
They're going to Charlotte.
Oh, no.
Charlotte has died.
Melo's dead?
No. Melo has been playing great. Oh, okay. Everybody team just has kind of started to stink.
Okay.
And you just can't really trust them right now. Toronto
tell you what, if you're going to go against...
It's concerning.
If you're going to go against the Hornets, then that makes me think that you're actually... This is how it's tough for you to do. So you really believe in this one.
Toronto has won me a lot of money lately, and Charlotte has lost me a lot of money lately. So,
okay,
just got to do what you got to do here, Tony.
Checks out.
Do we know if those unders happened last night?
What unders?
The NBA unders that Mr. Johnny Sheeran was talking about. It was...
Overs have been hitting, haven't they?
Golden State.
Was that the wrong tweet I saw?
Overs and have been hitting.
Yeah.
One of them lost. I remember I threw it in a parlay and it lost. So one of them lost.
Golden State.
Johnny Cats.
And Portland went under. What was the other one?
The other one was 240. I don't remember what
Nets,
game.
Nets high. Game. Nets Celtics.
213. That one went over.
Really?
Yeah. The it went way over.
213 was the total for Nets Celtics?
Yeah.
That seems insane.
Golden State went under or pushed where you got it. And then, yeah. So.
Let's go, man.
Wait, what was the game, though? What was, like, his lead guy gave?
That was the Brooklyn Celtics game.
To take Boston, or? I can't remember. Anyways.
No, the lead guy was the under on that game, and that's the one that lost. Johnny Sheeran's pick actually hit.
There you go.
And then I also got, I usually don't do this, but I got Houston plus four tonight. I have no idea why I like Houston, but I like Houston tonight.
You are
John Wall playing?
You're all over the place, pal.
Has John Wall played this year?
No, hasn't played a minute.
Is he a free agent at the end of the year? Is he hurt or they're done?
He was hurt, right?
He was hurt last year. He's been playing this year and they just haven't played him. They're tanking though. Houston's legitimately tanking.
Yeah, they do that quite a bit. Orlando's not great either though.
No. Orlando's not?
I don't think so, if I remember correctly.
Apple, Amazon, front runners for Sunday ticket.
Oh, they are.
With Disney also in the picture.
Well, Disney's ESPN.
Yeah. Ooh, I didn't know for ESPN.
Okay,
that'd be sweet, actually. ESPN Plus Sunday ticket.
Yeah, sure.
That'd be a play.
Fine with me. Good. I mean, I don't care where it's at. I'm gonna get it.
Yeah, good point. I already pay for Apple and Amazon, so
it's better than DirecTV because you have to have a satellite.
Yeah.
Fucking bullshit.
Stop ripping us off, dude.
Footy.
Good day.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. I'm dying on this hill again, Tony.
Okay.
You're fucking Tottenham Spurs.
That's school.
Team stinks.
It's the early game.
No, they don't.
There's no need to bet this game. But at even money, I have to take Tottenham money line at Leeds. Leeds haven't won in five.
Obviously.
Taking Aston Villa, double chance at Brighton. Brighton, probably the better team. Villa's struggling a bit of late, but I like them to at least get a tie here. Serie A, Juventus has been struggling, but I like them money line at Empoli, who haven't won in 10. Fiorentina, draw no bet at Sassuolo. Fiorentina's 1-2 straight, one loss in 7. Bologna, draw no bet at Salerno. Oh, jeez. Might have spelt that wrong. But,
you okay?
Salerno, I can't even say it. Salernitana. Played by Carlos Santana. Bologna, draw no bet. Ligue 1, Nice, double chance at Strasbourg. Strasbourg has been playing well, but I like Nice on the double chance here. Valencia, draw no bet at Mallorca. Real Madrid. Oh, my God, what'd I do here?
There we go. What'd you do, pal?
No, we're good. Real Madrid, money line at Rayo Vallecano.
Okay.
See, this is the thing. You get Real Madrid at minus 130.
Because of...
Yeah, but I think that they'll be all right. Yeah, they'll be all right. I'm sticking by Union Berlin here. They've lost 3 straight, but they're almost even money on draw no bet at home versus Mainz.
Okay.
Taking Wolfsburg, double chance at Gladbach.
Gladbach.
Wolfsburg had been struggling, but they've won 2 of 3.
Okay.
And then Sunday, this line stinks. Wolves just lost to Arsenal midweek.
Mm-hmm.
West Ham's plus 105 money line at home against Wolves.
Okay.
I'll take the bait. Give me West Ham.
Okay.
I'm taking RB Leipzig money line at Bochum to Ligue 1. I'm taking Lens draw no bet, Nantes draw no bet, Marseille money line, Serie A, Roma money line, La Liga, Barca money line, Real Sociedad money line. This game's tough. Real Betis is at Sevilla. They both just played Europa League on Thursday. if I was going to bet this game, I'd just take the double chance on Betis just because I think maybe it's a draw.
Okay.
But, I mean, good luck out there. Jeez. These midweek fixtures are putting a dent in the fucking game plan.
The show is not always right, and when it's not always right, it will make corrections. Johnny had the Bulls under, which did hit.
Yeah.
And then the Warriors won, which pushed.
Oh. Where's the Nets?
The Nets was the side, I believe. Ooh.
What's the good. Wait, what?
What?
Wait, what?
Did I take the wrong fucking bet?
Yeah, sounds like you did, pal. More specifically, the wrong fucking bet.
Okay, what? What?
Wait, what?
That does happen. I will often get tweets that I was people bet a game and they either hit or didn't. And it
that's
is,
not what I said.
That's not what I said. But hey, if it's a winner. It's good a winner. Good for you, baby. Carry on. Carry on.
Fucking good for you. All right. There's only one thing left to do. Pal?
What do you got?
Islam Makhachev.
Peace.
Makhachev.
Peace.
To win by submission in round one or round two versus Bobby Green. Plus 250, I mean.
Fucking Bobby Green.
You ever seen anything easier than this one? I mean, if Islam gets you to the ground, it's over.
Bobby Green.
Bob Green has some of the worst takedown defense I've ever seen in my life.
Bobby Green. Did Bobby
Bill,
Green,
what's your problem?
Did Bobby Green not just fight? Bill?
I don't know.
Bobby Green fought February 12th? Was this guy a machine?
I heard him laughing at my analyst analysis.
Am Jesus I wrong?
Christ, dude.
I have not followed Bob Green's career too closely.
I just know that his takedown.
I got a report here that Bobby the King Green fought fucking February 12th and won. Maybe he's trotting him out there every week. So this is a great bet. This is a great bet. This guy fought a week ago. Jeez. Fighting for a sandwich?
It says February 12th. Maybe it was February 12th last year.
That's the last time he fought?
I don't know. In that case,
that's quite acceptable.
It says Saturday, February 12th.
But I think there's an issue because it says Adesanya's last fight was Saturday, February 12th as well. So there might just be an issue with how they're reporting.
February 12th was a Saturday this year.
I mean, what is going on?
Islam is 21-1, dude.
Really?
Yeah, because I told you, if he gets you to the ground, night. Let me see.
This game. Bobby. This fucking guy's fighting every week.
If he is, I mean, does that...
Then that makes it even better.
And Bill, how many rounds are in this fight? This is a 3-round fight, right? Because it's only one round one and two.
No, Bobby Green did fight on February 12th, 2022.
He did. Yes.
Well, this dude's going to get knocked the fuck out. He fought in 271.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He also fought in August and then November and then February. I mean, this guy's going to...
There's some of those guys. I think they get offered with a contract, and they're just like, do you think you can make it? I'm like, yeah, sure. Why the fuck not?
Does he
this has to be the
fights?
Fastest turnaround of all time.
Bobby Green won his
Nobody
last two, dude.
Nobody fought fucking 2 weeks. What the fuck is going on?
There's no way. He says he fought UFC 271.
Yeah, does.
Is this Dana White's fuck it Friday? He's like, fuck it, send Bobby Green out there again?
Diggs, what are the UFC aficionados in the chat saying?
We'll get the fucking top information here.
I mean,
check fucking Sure Dog.
Terminator. This is awesome.
Is there a couple Bobby Greens?
No, it's this one, dude. Him.
What happened?
Bobby is stepping in on short notice.
That's February 12th.
What's the date today?
25th.
That's the fucking
2 weeks?
Benil Darius got hurt, so Bobby's...
He had a week off?
He had a week and a half.
Bobby's stepping in because apparently he didn't take much damage in his last fight on the 12th.
It went fucking three rounds decision.
His opponent hasn't fought since October 30th.
He took the fight with 10 days notice.
I mean, I didn't...
Islam's a savage.
This is the greatest... boost of all time.
Bruh, Islam is all about submission.
Bruh, do you guys watch UFC? Yeah, dude. Obviously, I broke the fight down. We're just
floored. Anyone's allowing Bobby Green to fight 2 weeks back to back. Yeah.
He fought 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Does this dude have a trainer? Like, someone should be looking out for this guy.
No, he's fine, dude.
They don't call him the king for nothing, dude.
Don't be an idiot.
You don't get that nickname for not fighting once a week.
King Green.
Okay. Yeah, this is the best boost of all time.
All time.
Yeah.
All time. Best boost of all time.
Can't wait to watch this.
Nick, are you in on this boost or?
No. What are we? I zoned out when you guys were talking.
UFC boost. You're in on the UFC boost, right? UFC boost,
yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I'm always in on the boost.
I tried to fade the UFC boost like a couple of weeks in a row. I've lost all my money. I'm in. I'm all in.
Don't be stupid, dude. I mean, this.
Well, Bill, you're still not invited to our Sunday UFC dinner that we always go to with the money from this
boost. Why didn't fucking McGregor step in and fight Islam?
He's fucking. McGregor feels like he's been drunk for quite a while.
I don't think McGregor can even actually stand on his own power.
Is Islam the pound for pound the best fighter on the planet?
It looks like he is a submission machine.
Yeah, that's just what I said.
Looking at his
okay, so I'm pretty sure this guy, for the people in the chat that said I don't watch UFC, I'm pretty sure I broke down this fight as good as someone could, right?
His last fight was last win was a fight, his last fight. Submission first round.
It's on Showtime or
Islam's 10-1 in the UFC.
ESPN? What's his fight on?
He's a combat sambo world champion. Four-time Russian sambo champion.
For those who say I don't watch UFC, I'm pretty sure I did see today that Dana's fucking Friday was...
Spuds.
Oyster Spuds.
Yeah, looks pretty good.
So, how's that for watching UFC?
I think the most impressive things about Islam is his solid variance in shot selection.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a strong inside clinch.
Okay.
And he's a superb transitional grappler.
Okay.
That's what I found when I watched.
Oh. Dad, what did you find when you watched Islam?
What that is Islam.
Oh, I thought that was the king.
No.
Did they move the UFC Fight Nights to ESPN Plus? I thought they were free on Fox.
They used to be.
I'm looking at how to watch now, and it says ESPN Plus for the main card.
Yeah, obviously.
It's devastating.
What are you trying to
watch UFC, dude?
They've been on ESPN Plus all year, Bill. I thought you knew.
The fight nights?
Have you ever watched
UFC? Have you ever seen Islam's wrist control?
Oh, dude.
The way he rides and then passes?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
First or second round?
I'd say first. I'd take this boost if it was just first.
Yeah. Maybe we should.
I'll take my own bet.
There you go. First round. Submission.
Just consistent pace and pressure.
I also heard that he's going to have Khabib in his corner, from what I'm saying.
He's got 8 first-round finishes, this guy.
Yeah.
Khabib
10 submission wins, 3 KOs.
Yeah, I mean, the guy is an absolute machine. So.
And what's his name? The King's 4-4 against Southpaws was my worry.
Well, let's not forget that he's
fighting on 10 days' notice.
He fought 3 days ago.
Yeah. He does have a slick boxing technique, though.
Well, yeah, he slides.
Solid feints and footwork.
Mm-hmm.
Consistent pace and pressure, but...
Both. This is going to be a consistent pace and pressure fight.
The thing about him is his 10 first-round finishes, I don't think it matters here because of his struggles with Southpaws.
Yeah, I agree.
He does have a few regional MMA titles.
Sure.
2-time high school wrestling champion.
Yeah, he won the Southeast Regional.
In California, yeah.
Yep. Okay.
I'm not worried about his slips or shoulder rolls, though.
Okay. We'll be back Monday. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad!